Hello and welcome to the MTOM podcast. I'm Paul Yeager, your host for the next few minutes. And I don't know if it's my attention to, I don't know, maybe not paying attention at times. I have to rewind certain podcasts if something is said. That's the beauty to me of the podcast. I can go rewind, listen to it again. I have a feeling you may need to do that a little bit today. Let me get the words out a little better. Alan Palmer is our guest. We're going to be talking technical trading, the technical side of commodities trading. We're going to show charts. So if you're listening to this, hey, maybe you can focus a little bit better. But the visual side of this on YouTube, if you're watching, we're going to put some charts up and you're going to see a tiny little bit of a circle from Alan as he tries to explain some things. I try to pin him down on some questions to understand. As I say during this episode, this is probably a 101 episode. There'll probably be a 102, and then we'll move on to the 201, 202 level here on the college side. So that is what we have up on deck today on this installment of the podcast. So Alan Palmer, his website is nasdog.com, close to NASDAQ, exactly what he said. But he also works for High Ground, trades for them. This is a guy who used to work on the Chicago Board of Trade. And I start with an old story that I heard when I first started from Market to Market. Alan, there's always a story about how crazy it is in the pits in Chicago. There's the guys who were with the Chicago Bears that said the most terrifying day was not a game in the NFL, but their first time in the pits. Is that an accurate depiction of what life was like in the pits?
Well, you got to be talking about George Seals, and or maybe George Alt. I think it was Alt. He was a Cub, and because those guys were pretty scary to me.
but was it scary in the pits?
Was it You know, yeah, it's scary in the pits. I mean, it's scary when you're playing with you know, some people that just didn't adapt to it, you know, so trading was hard for them, you know. But I mean, you know, we had doctors in there. Doctors were, but I have doctor clients, you know, that, yeah, they send me stuff on some medical situations floating around out in current media.
Oh, that's a whole nother thing. We could get into all of that stuff in a little bit. Let's talk about you as a background, Alan. Where are you from?
Okay, born and raised in Chicago, you know, out in the burbs, and went down to the Board of Trade when I was 13, and it happened to actually be 1973. And have you seen your bean oil spreads lately?
Reminiscent of that time, is it?
Oh, yes. It's as a matter of fact, today as we speak, you know, because we kind of planned this for about a week here because we not only did corn trade 666, I had one of these olive lines in bean oil at 666. That was in the May bean oil today, and we got 100 over it and actually finished under it. And anyway, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, so you're looking at monitors in your office. Before COVID, were you based here or were you based somewhere else?
I work with High Ground Trading. That's down in Chicago. It's in the SIBO building right behind the Board of Trade. That SIBO is Chicago Board Options Exchange. And and these guys are big in dairy, and that's who I IB through. They also let me sell my, you know, my charts and that. Can't say research, but, you know, charts. And so I sell it to clients. And, you know, older people tend, like, I've got an 83-year-old guy and just loves charts, you know. And so that's what I do. And I was in the pit. I did a little stint back in a lifetime ago with Paul Tudor Jones, cotton trader, very large, very stand-up guy. And that's a little bit about my background.
So what was it that, you know, at 13, I have a 15-year-old. I couldn't imagine turning them loose down there. What was it at 13 that made you want to do that?
It was really something. It was, you know, we walked down. It was a family thing. We had met a trader, and he brought us into a couple other traders that became friends with the family. Walked down on the trading floor, and it was just really seriously. It was just, you know, people would say the smell of humanity. Were you? I don't know if you were ever on the floor, but you know, when it would get rocking, you know, you'd have thousands of people in there sweating, sweating. Whether it's a good sweat, bad sweat, you know, worried sweat, praying sweat.
It's all sorts of that stuff. And it gets back to the athletic question about, you know, what's more scary, the NFL middle of the lineup or the Chicago Board of Trade. I had a boss, Sid Sprecher, that used to tell that story. The only way that my boys know what the Board of Trade looks like is watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off when they go to the seats up above and they see that and the hands and the fingers. And we have video of that from all the years of going to the Board of Trade to shoot video. We don't run it anymore because it doesn't exist. Does that make you sad?
Yeah. Actually, my granddaughter learned the Trader 3, the 3. Sideways is 8, 8 off the thing, 80 off the top, 30. Anyway, a little lesson there on the hand signals. 250. That,
can't forget that stuff, can you?
I don't even know if it actually happened, you know, but they had to come for the human traders first. You know, technology and, you know, really what we have in the election is exactly what high frequency trading is, you know, bloop, you know, whether it's 200,000 one way, trading. And when they go through courts, now they're going through the courts in the election, you know, and we're doing an audit. You don't really hear about it, but they're doing an audit down in Arizona. So, anyway, getting back to the markets. It's, limit. How many times have we seen these things limit here? We had bean oil and corn limit up yesterday and today. Bean oil. Oh, you know what? Here, and I don't trade this, but the oil share, which is the oil meal spread, 5x3, $30 a tick. It can move $10,000 per one unit. Okay. And, but I'm just wondering here if the bean oil can tire. Okay, because and maybe in beans, $2 break, and then we come back and like we did in the 70s and finish top tick maybe in the July, you know, because there's what's out there, you know, what's really out there, you know, I'm having a hard time that 2019 was the latest ever July 10th, you know, you do keep diaries, right, trading diaries, here's this one. The last one was titled Depression when Goldman Sachs came out and they said depression, you know, it was about a year ago right now. I tend to write those things down. And then we're going to touch on mute the news. That's one of my other ones.
All right. So news to me is one of those fundamental type trading influencers, or at least understanding of China wants this, Brazil wants this. There's a sell here. That's what many will consider fundamental. Is that what you consider fundamental news and trading the markets with fundamental information versus technical?
I think when you look at it as a technician, for example, let's go to the meats Friday. Okay. So, and I'm not a meat guy. I've been in meats for about 3 or 4 years, but they do chart. And, I was soliciting. when we were breaking in these feeder cattle, okay? So we got the high corn, and I got my meat guys, I got a hog guy, you know, these guys are concerned, of course. My hog guy said to me, he goes, I can pay $650. He goes, I don't want to. He goes, but I don't want to pay $750. And so we had this report, and what did we do? What did feeders do? We broke about, what, $15 in August, anyway, I'm sorry. And if you don't mind here, let me just put up a daily here.
Go ahead and start sharing your screen. I've been kind of dancing around a little bit, Alan. We're going to do a little show and tell today, and you're going to help me walk me through on some of this technical side of things. And this is the power of the internet. You mentioned news. There's your first thing right there. You're going to do a slideshow in the upper left, and he's going to walk us through. This is the photo I love.
That was me. I don't know why I ever threw that coat out. It was all tatters, but
you had to stand out.
Yeah. So, when you go to slideshow. Okay. So here what we're doing and what we talk about is you have levels. Okay. A technician, you can be tons of different types of technicians, right? In this particular one, this doesn't have a, I can't freeze it here, can I? We have a sequence of, I have a sequence here of horizontal lines, and it'll go green, it'll go orange, and then there'll go a thin olive and a thick olive. Okay, these are the extremes. And on the way up there, don't be Goldman Sachs's hood ornament. Now, this particular chart was, I don't know when this was, 6036, and this must be July. And you can see up here, there you go. There's the devil's number, 6667. That's my thick olive. This is May, okay? We got 100 over into May, 6777. And actually, okay, so I have, this would be something like the roadmap you'd be looking at, okay? And when you get, and also here's another thing here, and this we'll see how this goes here, because this is, what is this, 57. You can go from these olives down to this green very fast. We just did it in June Lives, 114.63, which was like pretty much yesterday's low. Had a little conglomeration on that. I digress, though. So, okay, so you're looking at your charts, and then this particular one, you know, we're not even, if somebody does want to go back and look at it here, but here's the same thing. This was June crude, 66.66. This was in the overnight, because this is a daily day session chart. Professionals tend to tend, you know, so you, because then you'll have different data for fellow technicians out there. So you'll want to have data maybe with the overnight or maybe without it, you know, it's, am I just going to keep on rolling here?
Keep on rolling. And I will interrupt when I have a question. I guess the first thing I need to do, let's do some chart basics. The red line and the green lines, these are candlesticks, right? That is the day's trade. Is that what that is?
Yes. Okay, so a red bar, like this particular one in here, is, let me go back, is when we open up here and we close under the opening, okay? So that'll have that red body. And these green ones, and I never used candlesticks up until about the last 10 years. For the first 30, I did not... So, and you can see here, we open up here. Can you see my...
I do, and that almost gets me to another question. Is that a gap right there?
That is a gap, yes.
And what does that mean?
That means, okay, now here, okay? But this is how when people, when you get the market called 100 higher or something like that, and it's the low, okay? Now these, you know, and you'll have to move kind of fast, but here you can see kind of a little head and shoulders here. You know, like say this is a shoulder, whatever goes down there is the head, and then you kind of pop it up a right shoulder, maybe the top of these two. We got some of these other levels here, something to back you over here where we just get over and it's just like bye, bye, bye. And and then over here, you know, the little hashed lines. OK, we'll see a couple of these going forward. It's just a long term trend line here. You know, you say, well, OK, but somebody sold it off to that. Okay, and then, okay, well, here, take it off. You don't take it off. It's funny, we traders talk, and, you know, everybody wants to clean up their chart. Anyway, so you have this long-term trend line, and here you come up. Is it the trend line, or is it the orange that was the resistance there? Let's go. Okay, now here's one you had last week with, I don't know, was it Mark Gold, or was it that?
Mark Gold was on last week, so this is the September corn chart?
This is SEP. Okay, this is SEP. Corn spread. I'm sorry.
Got it. Yep. Okay. Now I see that.
Yeah. The SEPTES corn spread. So this is going to be the race to deliver. And as a matter of fact, I don't even know where we were today here. But this was at 21. These would be kind of like some looks on the upside here. I have some that are displayed. I have others that are hidden because I have the smaller ones that are hidden. Okay. Just to give you a feel here. So you'd be looking, you know, this is 26 cents. Okay. So it's about 20. Six and a whatever, 3/8 or something. I'd have a couple of these small olives, but up above 31 cents over in that particular spread. And
go back. I'm sorry. Again, you got to just, we hear that spread all the time, and I get asked, explain the spread to me.
Okay. So here we're at 16, 17 cents over. Okay. So whatever you're doing from now on in spreads, it's always the front month. Okay, so if you're looking for this to go up, you'd be buying the SEPTES. So plus 21 and a half, or, you know, you'd be buying it at a plus 22. So the and this was it gets down to about minus 10. That seems to where it bottoms. I don't know if that's full carry or something like this. And this is the action down here. I don't know. So this is 13, 18. So this is probably about 10 cents, plus 10 cents. So I have some things here, these things that are going horizontally, okay? And, you know, you'll chop through them. And just when you come up here and tag something up here, and then back down here, these powder blues, which actually that was also at 114.70 in the June lives yesterday. So here we have just a trend line. I don't even know if spreads play trend lines, you know. And so then we just get these little things. And you should think of all of these as pivots, unless, of course, you know. But, I mean, how many farmers are going to sell? They're not going to sell top tick. You know, it just isn't going to happen, and you're going to have to finance it. But this would be for when we listen, like now. I mean, we got some pretty historic levels here. I got one of my historic olive lines here in July beans at 1549. I am not saying anything, okay? You use it as a pivot, okay? Full disclaimer, always, always use a risk stop to stop the risk. So that's the spread here. This is the naked July corn here. This is just one. We're at 6:31. What's today's? We had 7:30. This might be. I don't even know if this is May here because I can't see it because I'm in.
Well, okay. But I was going to ask you, what is the time frame? How long is this? Is this a week? 2 week?
Okay. You know, sometimes I don't put my time frames on for guys because we're trading price, right?
Sure.
We got a red down.
The only reason I asked that, Alan, is to try to make sense of a trend, and is that even something to look at to help understanding a technical trend that's being revealed to us? Is the time frame?
Yes. Well, you know, like the daily, weeklies. I don't really like the dailies, although we do have some patterns here. Actually, we in the bean oil here, we've got one of these conditions where the diamonds are going off on a daily. Okay, so if we see that and. But here what we have, okay, so we come up, we bump up on the red, okay, and we break. Come back down here, this little blue trend line here. If you even see these patterns, you see these two red bars? A lot of times you'll get two of these red candlesticks, and then it'll go again, okay? I think this is a daily. I think this is a daily chart here. I'm pretty sure here. Let's go to here. This is just June gold. We're just looking big picture here. Okay, we got down to 1677.30. This was one of these greens. There's also some things when you get over these olive lines, okay, you have to have a plan, right, when it violates. And is the market can absolutely run. We had a case in that in the wheat here at 662 here, and we just tagged on a buck, didn't we? Buck 20 here, 742, is that? I don't know if it was sub KC. I'm looking at it right now. Well, so
and this doesn't have any. I don't even see any olive on this chart. I see only just a little bit of red in the green down below on my lines.
Okay, so here, these two lines down here, these were kind of like falling necklines. Okay, so we got a neckline here, we got a shoulder here, we got a head here, and we got a shoulder here, and it depends on how you're, you know, but sometimes they're downward slopers and people don't like that, right? Because you're selling it, but when we break and then we get underneath those, okay, then it forecasts lower. But when we start getting back, bumping up against them, here's a couple here. We got an upward sloping one, we got a green one, and then we have this hash mark one, okay? So we come at it. Now this is intraday. This is probably something like about maybe like 45 minute or I use custom time frames. I'm not going to reveal them right here, but so here we come up to these necklines, okay? So these would be sales, but when you get over them, look out, okay? Because everybody that sold it gold on the head and shoulders top, and this bottomed actually, by the way, right into quarter end. That was just beautiful. All very similar to, okay, now think about this. This looks like feeder cattle going right into that number, okay? Now, feeder cattle, if I may. Okay, so this was a couple days ago or maybe a week ago, the 20th maybe it looks like, right down there, is when we got over that 1450 level. Remember, we were going sideways in beans there for, I don't know,
a good several weeks, yes.
It was good, yeah. It felt like months. And So, okay, now here you say, well, here, Alan, you got an olive here at 5666. It looks like it's on top of something else and a green right above that, okay? So here we have a smaller degree of these extremes, okay, these olives. So I got one at 54 and then one up here at 56. I'll just kind of try to breeze through these things. That when you get over it, you flip. I mean, the algos will flip. They don't care. They don't have human emotion. They don't, you know, and that's gone. You know,
and the algos, really, and you're meaning the algorithms and the electronic, the computer traders.
Yes, yes. They will turn around here, like here. You can run up here on the first bar. I don't know what time frame this is, but this has got to be at least 90 minutes, maybe not. And so you stop right there, and now here all of a sudden we start probing. And it's these are fractions, okay? Which makes them fractal. I don't know exactly the whole data science, but I'll tell you, we go from these olives down to the greens, and I'll have a good one here for you. Mutant News. This is so famous. I had a doctor send this to me. This is 4/17/2020, okay? So this is
more than a year ago when we're in the height of lockdowns around the world, shutdowns for COVID.
Actually, I found a picture. I thought it was in May in the White House where they weren't wearing masks, just because I was going through and I wanted to put this in this little thing. So, but in any event, the stock market had already bottomed and, you know, we had already crashed. And then these guys, IMF, you know, but the only thing that's worse than the IMF is the WHO, in my opinion. All right. So here. Okay, so now here, I think this is June cattle here, and just because I can't see the names, and I didn't have them labeled here. Oh, no, I take that back. 105.30. No. This is June hogs. This is June hogs. Really, we're getting pretty close in price. I remember one of your guests said that before. So,
yeah, and there's a lot on this chart, Alan. If I'm looking at it, the hand-drawn reds and some other things will not show up on a chart if I would pull this up. You have added some things. Let's start. Where do you want to start? The top or the bottom?
Let's start right up here.
Okay.
Let's start at 107.50. We had 2 days up after that limit down key reversal in June hogs. Remember that? I'm calling it a key reversal. Key reversal is actually all-time highs ever. You take out the previous day's high, and then you take out the previous day or week slow, okay? So that means at one time the market was more bullish. Maybe you might want to think about that in grains here. More bullish than ever the previous bar or week or day or whatever, 50 minutes. And by the end of the day, not only did we reverse, but we closed under that whole day's worth of range, okay? So that would be a key reversal. Okay, and people will argue on that, but it's for the serpent that speaks opposites nowadays in U.S. language here, it seems, that's a key reversal. So anyway, okay, so we had these 2 days up, and then all of a sudden here we start slipping. Okay, and I tell people, you know, really just leave your open orders in, and even if you got out of your trade, because I used to be a professional stop searcher. I can find guys on the trading floor that will say a professional stop searcher, you know, because back in the old days, whether it was having a trading card with a chart on it or the old tablets, listen to me, the tablets there where you would know, I would know where these lines are. So, okay, so let's go like this. Let's just take this little break here in hogs because we did break from 110 down to 10 bucks, you know, 10%. So we come out of the box and then we do our kind of like dead cat here, but then we're down hard here. And then we just start taking out these little necklines. Just trust me on this. This is a neckline here. And then we went limit. Okay. This is limit. And this is
trading's this is, done. And that is a different kind of gap. That's a gap in we can't trade.
You can't trade anymore. Yeah. The old reason was, that's why now with doubling the, oh my goodness, you're doubling limits. And, well, I shouldn't say that, but you're increasing limits and you're increasing prices. The old reason when you would have those limits was to give people a breather. Okay. And then they could get their money in and get the margin money up. So anyway, so we had gone to limit down the one day, the week before. Okay. So to me, all of a sudden I was like, you know, This is my hair standing up. My hog guy who produces hogs. Okay, you know, he has been bullish, you know, and so I'm like, okay, I want to help that guy, right? Because that's kind of the common complaint with farmers. You know, I could use some help because I stay too long. So here we opened higher after we closed this limit down day, and then we resumed. Okay, and then we come down and, you know, here's a trend line that we did happen to bounce off of. Here's another trend line that we finished off right here before we opened and held it. And then you can see heck breaks loose. With my lines, I have an eye for them. I've been using the CQG for over 30 years. Some of these lines are back from 20 years ago when stuff happened or events, okay? And that's why other professionals use this, and also it's your data, right? Because free charts, what are you getting with free charts? What is in that vaccine, actually? I'm sorry.
Again, back to the other topics that could be an entire 45 minutes to an hour with Alan. All right. Could you go back to the previous screen? I have one last question on here.
Okay, here's June hogs again. Here's the same thing. This was on because we had an interday. Remember this 107.67, and then we gapped lower, and then we went limit down. So this is the same chart. Will this do? And then this is Dece, actually.
Okay, that's fine. You go limit down one day. You go limit up another day or whatever it is. At what point is Alan's brain telling him to do something versus – what are Alan's interpretation of the charts telling you to do? Or the producer, that hog producer goes, limit down day, I better sell something because this could keep going down. Where's that mix for you of advising me, helping me out here?
Yeah, that is tough. That is tough when you're marketing your crop. And that's why I tell guys, you know, you have to have a relationship with your own commercial. And when I say commercial, whoever that is, the packing plant, you know, your grain elevator, and because it is awfully difficult, you know, I mean, it is. I understand it.
But that whoever you have that relationship with is, yeah, they're in a way there to help you, but they're also trying to get a commodity for either the higher or lower price, whatever it is opposite of you. There is a little bit of a business in there.
Yeah, a little bit. Record packer rates. Well, how long have these things been record? Yeah. I mean, so, you know, are those guys going to, is that farmer group going to come on before they, you know, before things even get?
I don't know. All right. Sorry. We're back at hogs. I'm done with my questions. Keep going.
Okay. So here I had, these would be, okay. So now think about this. Okay. So my olive lines, I describe them, you know, like the green. I'm going to make it easy. 60% fire sale prices, 70% fire sale prices is the orange. Money manager favorite. And then the olives are, you know, those are my olives, the numbers that hurt the greatest amount of traders. And there's two of them, a thin one and a thick one. Okay. And when you run up fast, okay, they'll keep it for later because they'll know there'll be stops above this little set of olives here. And look at this, where we close that back down. We close back down to the screen. Where do we open the next day? I don't know if this is a day. And then we come up to this other olive. Actually, here, let me tell you what, because if the beans hit the olive here today, maybe we break $2 because that's where my green is. This one here, this is July D's corn. Now, this is from like last week or maybe 2 weeks ago on a break. Okay, we went from 61 over. Okay, so this is old crop, new crop. And it can go anywhere. It can go anywhere. Here, you can see I have some little olives here and stuff. Here, we only got up to an orange. Also a trend line here. Just if we're looking at the last couple bars here, right? Because we don't confuse yourself. And that's why I try to take out all this stuff because people freak out over lines. It's, you know, it's like masks. So anyway, and we just got back up, I think, to 90 over here today. I was just looking at this July D's. So here you have a little marker over here. But if this thing is going to get, if it's going to get more serious. But that is something different. Okay, that's the D's where they're going to leave the D's. Here we got this. We got everybody fighting for acreage, right? We got cotton. Actually, cotton's kind of at a 2-year olive line.
Right. Here, it has been.
This Okay, this was about maybe a month ago here. This is February, the end of February. You run up, you tag one of these olive lines. Here they are. You got on the way. Okay, so this would be on the way up. Okay, so you got a green, and then you get your orange in there. You say, well, and you got a couple more. Okay, well, that's because we got some bigger stuff up there, you know, and you'll have different disciplines of traders, okay, whether they're long-term or elliotitians. I was just talking to one of my expert elliotitians, and he came down to it, and he's like, it's money management. We were talking about something else. So here we have, okay, so we had those powder blues, which I said in the, June lives. Okay, well, anyway, we take this out, and we're doing a sell program here. So, well, you said some of the people like to, some guys that like to learn about text. You tell me what, or you could get a hold of Paul and tell him what that pattern is right there with these diamonds here.
You talked about diamonds. So, Alan, we're going to have to probably do a 101, a 102, a 201, a 202 level class here to understand here in the final couple of minutes. What do you got next?
Okay. These were June lives when we came down to a small one, 117, 62, 118. When they're close like that, you usually just use this one here. But here's the same thing here. Just look at these down bars here. See if the trend lines. Learn how to draw your trend lines. Sometimes they might be off some conditions. Who knows? It could be off a report. You know, you got to do your homework. You got to know where your daily, weekly, monthlies are, you know, things like that. Just so you know, because you guys, if all of a sudden you're lower on the month, these algos are going to be all of a sudden they'll stop pumping out. Sell 21, sell 21, sell 21, whatever the time frame is. And in my opinion, you know, this was hogs on the way up here. I had two of these greens up here. 110.12, 110.44. We missed the 110.12 by a nickel, and that started it here. I'm just going to – oh, and then this is my little hog. This was last year, actually, here, April 17th, same time as that other one. This was my LinkedIn hog pork collapse. This was actually at a historic olive at 43, I think it was, whatever. It was somewhere down there, you know, and so here we're just running. Here, you can see it right here, green, orange, and then there's one. And then the guy, the farmer, I tried to make good with because he said when we were talking about the 2019 crop and about the July deece and it crapped out, you know, because we had record yields. You know, you can plant in July 10th in Champaign, Urbana and have record yield. So anyway, here's another one here when you're looking for value. Okay, July bean against two July wheat. Okay. And it's just the ratio I use, you know, and I really don't have any clients. So this is more or less just for ballpark. But as you can see, you know, with a professional charting machine, you can have all of those things with all of your indicators. This is July no beans. This was Friday, April 9th. What is it, the 27th today? Here you see we raced down on an olive. Here are the green holds. Okay, so this would be like looking this way, okay? Because all we want to do is we want to look for areas where we can put it on. And here, right down here at a $1.25 and 3/8 there, you could see there's an olive right above it. I don't know what it is. Call it 126. You know, so if you get two of them, like I said, with the different disciplines, okay? And then this was kind of where we took off here, you know? But so that's a little bit about the oh, here's beans. Okay, this was, I don't know what this is, 1302. Wow, those are old. What was that? Oh, this is Nove beans. I'm sorry. This is Nove beans. If you want to look at new crop, these are not my largest degree here, you know? So this could be possibly these are extremes up here in new crop, okay? Because there's no shortage. Well, in my opinion, there's no shortage. But
Go back to the November bean chart, and this is, I think, where we'll kind of, if you want to go ahead and we'll have you stop sharing your screen in just a minute. In all the charts we've looked at, the lines that have been drawn have been fairly steady. This is the most dramatic I've seen up and down on this new crop set of data. I mean, we've seen the price drop, of course, rise on the old crop, but this new crop in the dramatic lines, what's that dramatic line up or down telling you?
Okay, well, this one right here, see this one here?
That's now a little more subtle.
for guys that are looking for, I'm going to say this is a, I look at this and I say, this is a head and shoulders bottom. Okay. So here's my one shoulder, here's my head, and here's my shoulder. This is my neckline when it gets back down there. Okay. And look at here, here's how it played over here. And then all of a sudden we close over it and it's confirmed. Okay. Not always, you know, I mean, you know, but that's going to go into the rules that the elbows are going to use. But these lines up here, just, you know, there's not too much up here, you know? So when you're looking and you're trading it, I wouldn't even say, but these are just lines here, but they do have some kind of shades of color. So they could be based off some conditions. As a matter of fact, you know, what was the high today?
Well, we dropped, we opened up, everything opened up real good, higher. And then all of a sudden, you know, I went out to go shoot some video and I came back and there was a lot more red on the chart. Go ahead and stop sharing your charts here. I want to finish up with just a couple of questions, Alan, about trying to make sense of all of this. And again, we'll have you back because this is fascinating information. You have a story about why you went to technicals versus fundamentals that I want to make sure people hear. Tell me why.
Okay. So the year I was 26 years old, I was, you know, a young gunslinger, floor trader, and two kids under the Irish twins. They were like 14 months old and building my old house. Happened to have a guy behind that was like my father's age. And you know, I borrowed his tradesmen. So it was butted in and worked hard. No Excel back then. You used the commodity yearbook. And I found 1 month came up with, now this is 30 years ago or long, came up within 2 to 4% of the final figure in the soybeans for carryout or something like that. It was the export figure that maybe February gave a lead time on the. I'm lying, okay, because I can't remember, but it was about long that. Well, anyway, I lost money. Ended up having to sell my that house at 26 that I was building with two kids, and this was 1986, and. Subsequently, the USDA revised the figures and we went limit up or something like that, you know. And I was just like, you know, but all that work. OK, and that's my fundamental story. And I chuck fundamentals. I want to hear them so I can dismiss them for you. But I want to hear what they are. But we can tell that. OK, yeah. You know what? You know, whatever it is, hogs, you know, we got too many. They're killing them. I told my farmers, I'm like, you guys ought to be on Facebook showing these. And I said I would give 50 bucks to each. Remember the hogs, 50 bucks each?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to let them. I wanted to let a couple go on LaSalle Street.
Well, that's another story for another day about, you know, the baptizing the rookies of when they have to take delivery of something and because they forgot to move their position. Okay, Angie Setzer is someone that we have on. She's based out of Michigan. She works at a co-op for right now. And so she gives us a perspective of the co-op. Well, she had tweeted something earlier today, and forgive me because I didn't think we were going to get there, but she was talking about kind of some of the same thing you were mentioning with USDA reports. And she was saying how you can firmly believe a certain set of data and you think that it is bunk. You think there is no way possible, not just the casual. There is no way. I have driven thousands of miles and there is not that crop in that key area. There's no way to get around that right now in this current scenario because the USDA is still the word of law when it comes to the markets. How do you...
That's true. Right. Okay. All right. What you say is true. Let's use the 2019 corn crop. And let's just say that corn might not have gotten any. So we lost the ratio. We lost what? Or, you know, it affected 10 million. Are we really supposed to be up here this high? I mean, unless that figure was so wrong. Okay. Because it's going to come up. Big crops get bigger. Small crops get smaller. And the USDA... if they were massaging figures against the U.S. farmer for China, okay, so if the figure's wrong, that's why you can't. Then you can't even guess because if we were to really, if beans were to get over to these all-time highs, I mean, you'd have nothing. It'd be just like whatever. GameStop could be like, you know, any of those things. You know, when you get to all-time highs ever, how do you do it? Yeah, you can take some measurements of things. But somebody just asked me that. They're like, well, do you have anything in, Dogecoin? And I'm like, you know, I don't do that. But he's like, well, what do you do when it's at all-time highs? I'm like, there's nothing you can do. You know, you might as well just buy it then, you know, because it's a bubble. I read a good thing where a guy was, actually, here, you want to read a book here, Memoirs of Extraordinary. I have never read this book. 40 years in trading, and I have never read this. Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. I'm sorry. I'm not talking that book.
Here we are wrapping up our book tour with Alan Palmer. All right. So, Alan, and again, like I said, we're going to talk again because I'm fascinated by all of these things, and I think the audience is too. I just like everybody to be prepared with as much information and a way of looking at things. I think it's very important to have not just one word when it comes to marketing your product, right? Or am I wrong on that?
Yeah, no, it would be exchange of ideas. You know, that's a CME thing, you know, the exchange of ideas. And it's, you know, tell me why. Tell me why I'm an idiot, right? Tell me why. It's usually a different word.
That's the way it is. All right, Alan Palmer, I appreciate your time. Thank you so very much for the conversation.
Thanks, Paul.
My thanks to Alan Palmer for that mind-blowing description of technicals and trying to understand where all these lines, and as we all try to make a little more sense of what's happening in the commodities, maybe you're just a fundamental person and you made it through that technical side. So now you're armed with the information, part of our mission. Thank you so very much for watching. If you have any feedback, hit me up at paul.yeager@iowapbs.org. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.